Hello and welcome back, everyone, and thank you again for listening to another episode. So I'm laying in bed with my cat right now, and I'm actually pretty comfortable. I'm thinking about recording all of my episodes from my bed, so if the quality comes out good, I might just do that. Anyway, my kids are in Arkansas visiting my sister, and my BF is in Vegas at a bachelor party. And I am having the time of my life just focusing 1000% on myself this weekend. I feel amazing. Anyway, I was laying with my cat looking through the questions all of my fans, I mean listeners, have sent. And P.S. I totally feel like Britney Spears when she makes videos and answers a bunch of fans' questions that literally no one asked. I promise people actually ask this. Anyway, I decided why the heck not just make a Q&A episode so I can help alleviate the Monday scaries for everyone tomorrow. Give me one second because this stupid thing on my computer keeps popping up and it's really annoying me. Okay. All right. Yeah, so I hope this helps alleviate your Monday scaries tomorrow. I hope that you listen to it on the way to work. I hope it makes you laugh and I hope that it helps you out in your life. Anyway. So this is going to be like a Q&A, just all the questions that I've gotten, but I ended up doing a total deep dive into the number one question, and it turned into a whole ass episode in itself, so here you go. Happy Monday, and I hope this helps you with your dick appointments in the upcoming week. So, welcome to, drumroll please, the first ever I Am 30 AF Q&A. Disclaimer, I am just a nurse, I'm not a medical doctor, and my intention is to bring you some empowering education that I personally have come up with from my experiences, my trials, my errors, my tragedies, and what has worked for me or people that I'm close to. If you are seeking real, actual medical advice, then you should probably try Googling or going to the CDC website, whatever you like to do. I don't know. I'm just going to give you my best advice from my experience. Many of the following topics were taboo during our upbringing and just not discussed at all. So I'm more than happy to share all of the ooey gooey down and dirty details to the best of my capability with all of you lovely people. All the products I mention, I'll put in a link or something like in the episode notes. I've never done that, but I'll try to figure out how to. And also, of course, if you have any questions or my links don't work, just shoot me a DM and I'd be happy to link you with whatever product you need. These products are not sponsored at all. I hope one day I do have a sponsor, but today is not that day. So without any further ado, here we go. I'm starting to lose my voice because I've been singing all day because I'm home alone. So if you hear me like sipping, I'm just drinking tea. So anyway, here we go. The number one question that I have gotten multiple times is, why does my vagina smell horrendous after being cummed in? The answer, pH. One of the most important things about the lovely vagine is, like everything else in life, balance. And unfortunately for women, vaginas are super, super sensitive. Some of them more than others. Mine is anyway. So pH needs to be balanced throughout the entire body. But for the sake of this Q&A, I'm just going to discuss the pH in the vagina in layman's terms. And I'm going to try to help you all not have to shower twice before your dick appointment because your vag smells. That's the goal. Basically, pH describes the alkalinity and acidity of the vagina. It ranges from 0 to 14. 0 being acidic as fuck, aka, you know when you wash your thong and you get like those bleach stains in the crotch, sometimes like a little hole develops. That's really, really acidic, which is not actually a bad thing when it comes to the vagina. So everything these days is about being alkaline. Drink alkaline water, blah, 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 blah. And that is true for the rest of the body. However, the vagina does not like to be too alkaline. The vagina needs to be at a pH between 5 and 7. I repeat, 5 and 7. Just remember, those are the golden numbers for your vagina. 5 through 7. Keep that pH at 5 through 7. I can't repeat it enough. They have little test kits at CVS, by the way. You just like test strip and see like how acidic your pussy is. So whatever. Anything above 7 is too alkaline. And you are going to smell it. Not only you, the person who's eating you out will definitely smell it too. The person who sits on your chair next is going to smell it at the nurse's station if you're a nurse. It's happened to me. The person next to you in the car is going to smell it. So we need to keep it balanced. Let me ask you this. Do you brush your teeth before gagging on his dick? If you eat eggs, bacon, sausage for breakfast, a tortilla, whatever, and I don't know, freaking KFC for lunch, and then a turkey burger for dinner, all that shit is stuck in your teeth, in your gums, and all that buildup is on your tongue. And then you go and you give him some sloppy ass blowjob, and you're gagging and you're drowning in your saliva. Plus, let's not forget a little bit of vomit or a lot of vomit, depending how good you are, and regurgitation. It's really hard for me to say that word, so whatever. Vomit, regurgitation that comes back up when you're going ham on the dick. All that shit comes back up. So then you have all that all over dick and balls and gooch. And then, guess what? He enters his slimy ass wiener with all that shit on it into your pussy. All right? And guess what? All that shit you ate that whole day is now inside of your vagina, disrupting your pH. And then, to top it off, you get cummed in. And here's a little tidbit for you all. Cum, aka semen. Unfortunately, and honestly, I really don't know why God made it this way, but what the fuck ever. Semen has a pH of 7.2 to 8, and sometimes even 9, depending on what this man is eating. Okay? Now remember, your vagina needs to be between what? 5 to 7 for it not to stink. And he's busting and shooting a huge ass load of 8 to 9 pH into your pussy. It's definitely going to throw you off. It's definitely going to make it smell. Well, Brianne, how can we fix this? Lucky for all you hoes, I have made a list of things that you guys can all do to help keep you squeaky clean and smelling really good. All right, number one, brush your teeth before giving head. Number two, make sure he brushes his teeth before he eats you out, because the UTI can be horrendous depending on what he's been eating all day. And while I'm on the subject of UTIs, because it's really dear to my heart and I was plagued by them until I figured out, one, always use lube. Do not, rewind. We're 30 now, okay? And if you're on birth control or antidepressants, your vagina is not the wettest vagina. It's not the wettest pussy. It's not as wet as it used to be. Okay? Use lube. Do not let this man hawk a loogie onto your pussy or onto your asshole. Please. The mouth has so much bacteria. And if you have a sensitive vagina, it's game over once you hear him spitting on it. Okay? Game motherfucking over. I cannot accentuate this enough. Do not let him spit on your pussy or your asshole, because it leaks into the pussy and then it gives you a UTI. All right. Also, on the subject of UTIs, take D-Manos every single day. This is a godsend. It helped me so much. I used to get horrid UTIs, like so many UTIs, especially after festivals, because we'd just be fucking all day. And it was just dirty and camping and oh my god. Anyway, yes. I pee blood, I pee myself. If I felt like a hot rose thorn coming out of my vagina when I peed. It was awful and it ruined a lot of trips. So trust me when I say take the D-Manos, take the D-Manos on the trips, take it on vacay, take it to work. Keep it with you in your purse. Take it daily. You will not regret it. Thank me later. If you already have a UTI and you're sitting on the toilet dying, then I also recommend adding the azo antibacterial. Do not confuse this with your regular azo or pyridium. It's not the same one. I will get, again, I'll link it in the whatever episode notes or whatever. Yes, so there you go for all you ho-ho-hos. You might be wondering why I'm so knowledgeable about this. Hold on, I need to drink my throat is right now. Well, I know it's hard to believe. Just kidding. It's because I've also had issues in the vagina department. Luckily for me, it hasn't been since I was young. I learned these tips and tricks very young, but there was a reason I had to learn them. I suffered from chronic ass BV. What is BV? Bacterial vaginitis. Look it up, bitches. I'm sure most of you guys have had it and don't need to, so don't play games. It's a pain in the ass, and it happened for years after I gave birth. Something about pregnancy just gives that shit to you, and it's like a never-ending nightmare. Antibiotics like Flagyl kind of work, but then it gives you, then you get the yeast infection, and no one wants that. So I prefer to just take the holistic approach to my vaginal health. I've tried everything the past 9 years, and I'm going to share with you guys all of my faves that really, really get the job done. Can I get a motherfucking drum roll, please? Okay. My holy grail product. If you take nothing from this podcast episode, please take this. What I'm about to tell you will change your sex life, will change your vagina life. To keep my vag in tip-top or ready to get pounded anytime shape is Boric Acid 600. This is an over-the-counter pill. You can find it at Target or any other various places. I have a few favorites. Some come with a plastic stick thing, like so you can shove it like really, really good up there. Some come covered with like coconut oil and tea tree oil, and it just like gives you a nice soothing inside of your vaginal canal. Like I said, I'll link them all in the episode notes for you. When you use boric acid, it melts inside of your vagina and it oozes out. Some women prefer to only use it at night. If your vag smells super horrendous, I recommend using it in the morning and the night. And if it's like, whew, then you might even want to use it 3 times a day. I know it says use twice max, but trust me, like sometimes you need a third time a day. And just like wear a pad or like a liner if you don't want to get like a boric acid stain inside of your thong or whatever. Also, this is very important about boric acid. They are suppositories. They look like pills. Most of them look like pills, like just a regular like vitamin or probiotic. But it is not. It is a suppository and it is only to be inserted into your pussy, okay? Do not take it orally. I repeat, do not. You will get very, very sick. On that note, some of you guys may remember, hold on. I told you my mouth is really dry. It's like the Adderall or something. I did a story on Instagram a little while ago about, oh, it was because I had just, I had inserted a boric acid suppository into my vagina and I totally forgot about it. And then my boyfriend ate me out and he ingested it and he got really sick. But luckily, I remembered and then he stopped mid-eat. So, yeah, but he ended up getting sick. He didn't have to go to the hospital. If I would have probably let him finish eating me out, he would have had to go to the hospital. But since he stopped mid-eat, he didn't. On that note, pro tip, if you're looking to get revenge on a man or you just like hate him or want to kill him, go ahead and stick one of these into your vag, or stick three into your vag right before your dick appointment and just sit on his face, drown him in it. Trust me, you're welcome. The second thing, moving on. The second thing I like to do is drink apple cider vinegar. You can drink it as a shot, or they actually have these new tasty apple cider vinegar drinks. They're like $2 at Ralph's, and they're really good. It's a prebiotic. It helps your vag stay in tip-top shape. When I was younger, I actually soaked apple cider vinegar on... I soaked a tampon in apple cider vinegar and stuck it up my vag. Don't do that. 0 stars. Don't recommend. It burned. And yeah, so I don't recommend that. Maybe if you want to try that, like if your vag is really, you need it like... you need to like stop that smell with a quickness, like water it down and then stick it in. The third thing I like to do is flush your vag with tea tree oil. Make sure you research the brand if you're going to do this. And I cannot stress enough, water that shit down. It's like one drop of tea tree oil per cup of water. I'm not exaggerating. I also made the mistake of just pouring like tea tree oil down my vagina hole one day, like when I was younger. And holy motherfucking shit, it burned for like an hour. It like burned the shit out of my vagina. Don't do that. Water that shit down.